Now, Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Welcome to the show. Having your air conditioner running during these hot days keeps you cool and comfortable, but did you know it can also be making you fat? This was the findings of the Clinical Nutritional Research Center at the University of Alabama. One theory is the cooler the temperature, the more fat that gets stored to keep you warmer. Also, your appetite increases when exposed to colder temperatures, and you crave less food when it's warm. So interesting topic, Kim. We've heard being overweight blamed on genetics, diet, and lack of exercise. What's your take on our air conditioning being a cause?
You know, doing the research about it, it makes a lot of sense, even though it makes me very sad because I'm like a really big believer in air conditioning because, you know, when women get a little older, we get a little hotter. So I was a little sad about it. But honestly, it makes a lot of sense because, you know, you're basically not letting your body do what it was designed to do naturally. So there's going to be consequences for that. And, you know, like you were saying, when it's colder, you tend to eat a little more. And when it's warmer, you don't. And I lived in Florida, I've been in California, and it's so true, so true.
Little Debbie snack sales dropped by 50% in the summer months. So there's definitely something about warmer temperatures curtailing our eating habits. I know I crave salads, lighter foods in the summer, but I tend to eat more creamy soups and pasta during the winter. So Kim, I guess it's a good thing you live in California. If you lived in Alaska, you might have to change the title of your books to Not So Skinny Chili Bitch.
That's right. You know, and researchers are starting to believe that the rising obesity rates and then the decreased energy expenditures really have aligned to the rising rates of air conditioners in homes nationwide. So there does seem to be a really big correlation between the two. And, you know, Basically sweating is very important for detoxifying your body. So we're also not letting our bodies do what it's designed to do.
See, you bring up a good point. They didn't talk about that in the study. You know, think about it. When the body's warmer, as you mentioned, we sweat, but what do we also do? We drink more water, which is also crucial to losing weight. So I think there's a lot to this.
Yeah, that was a big thing for me when I living from Florida to California. I actually drank a lot of water in Florida because you had to. It's so hot, and it just you really need to keep hydrated. And it's still hot out here, but such a difference because it's dry. And I tend to have to really remind myself to drink as much water as I did when I was living in Florida. And it's a lot harder out here.
Yeah, it's the key. And I found another study from the University of Georgia. Researchers actually tracked how much people ate from season to season. Subjects consumed more than 200 calories a day beginning in the fall when the weather gets cooler. So, but we, like you said, regardless of the study, Kim, like you, I prefer it cool in my house in the summer. And yes, I do weigh 5 pounds more than I did in the winter, but it's the price I gladly pay to keep it cool because it's a scorcher out there.
It is. It really is. And I'm right there with you.
Great. Let's go to our next headline. Our next headline comes from Washington Post. If you're a parent, you might want to think twice before pulling away the thumb from your child's mouth. Researchers in New Zealand have found that children who suck their thumbs or bite their nails have a stronger immune system and are less likely to develop allergies later in life. Another study from Canada found that kids who pick their nose and eat their boogers also have a stronger immune system. Kim, what a great topic to chew on. What's your thoughts on thumb sucking, nail biting, and booger eating?
Wow. I mean, just hearing you say all that in the same sentence is really fun. But basically, you know, I'm a mom, so my kid has done one of those, and that's the nail biting. We have the least of the weird ones, and he always bit his nails, and my husband and I don't know where he got it from, but they actually, scientists were saying that when you kids bite their nails, you know, there's bacteria and pollen stuff that gets trapped under the nails. When you ingest that, it actually helps boost their immune system. And it also exposes the body to, you know, new germs and it keeps your immune system going and going. So it's actually not a bad thing. But, you know, the booger eating, I'm not I'm not too familiar with that, thankfully.
Well, luckily, I've done some research on it, and here's the health of the boogers. You ready? They're actually healthy snack because the membrane in the nose act as a flypaper, so it traps bacteria, dust, and other unwanted substances. So eating them actually helps introduce these pathogens from the environment into your immune system, which builds up the natural defenses. And interesting, a biochemist that headed this study, Kim, theorized that the reason boogers have a sugary taste is to entice children to eat them, but the question is, how do they taste on a Ritz cracker? That they didn't address.
That's the $1 million question, isn't it? No, but it's very true, though, because as weird as that sounds, right, your nose is a filter, and everything's getting trapped into, you know, your nose, and oh my gosh, it's so funny to even be talking about it, but there is a lot of bacteria that you're going to be ingesting. But once it hits the intestines, it's that is almost like a little medicine, natural medicine for your body. So let's see. I'm my kid's rarely sick, so maybe this nail biting thing isn't too far off.
Yeah, it kind of goes on with that feature we did on hand sanitizers. Parents have really become germaphobes, and you know they shouldn't be afraid to let their kids have a little dirt under their fingernails, unless, of course, they've bitten them off. So as you mentioned, that's important. And then parents, so for the healthier child, let them suck their thumb, eat their boogers, and when they start dating, that's the time to tell them to quit.
When they start dating, right?
Yes!
Yeah, I think it might be time. You've got your first date now. Yeah, let's nip that in the bud now. But
exactly.
Yeah, and they say that it can help them, to not develop allergies later in life. So apparently, but right, you know, you're right about that. You made a good point about parents wanting to keep their kids so clean and pristine all the time and not letting them get out and be dirty, but introducing, you know, so many different kinds of bacteria, letting your body do what it really should be doing, is such a good thing. So let your kids get out there and play and be dirty and bite their nails and eat their boogers.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, I read the Mayo Clinic found, the Mayo Clinic found 31% lower risk of allergies for those that nail bite or suck their thumb. So there's science out there. This is not just something that's thrown out. And it makes sense. You're introducing it slowly. That's great. We may have time for a question from a listener, Kim. This one from Ron Crichton in Atlanta, Georgia. Dear Dr. Friedman and Kim, I have allergies. Is there an herb that you recommend that can help? Kim, do you have like a go-to supplement that you like for immune boosting besides boogers?
You know, that's a tough one, something that can actually be just as good as boogers. No, but I am a really big fan of garlic. And I think that, I mean, not only do I cook with it, but, I mean, I've been known to just, when I'm sick, I just put a, you know, garlic clove in some boiling hot water, and I just sip that. I don't know. It's a grandmother thing, I think, but that's one of my favorites.
You know, and if I feel a little cold coming in, I'll do the same thing. I'll load up on garlic. So, and the next morning I feel great. So it's really, it's a good point. For actually herbs, I like echinacea and olive leaf extract. Those are good. Of course, if we've mentioned on the show, find a good quality supplement. You want to look for GMP certified on the label. That stands for good manufacturing practices because not all nutrition is the same. For foods though, Kim, I really like blueberries. And for veggies, the number one go-to is broccoli.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you think the brighter the colors, the better for you. So, yeah, those are two great choices.
They're good ones. And, you know, what's interesting, I got these green bags, like Debbie Meyer's, and they really keep your fruit and vegetables fresher longer because I buy them and I go in, they're already rotten. So that's something that you can do to keep fresh. Also, frozen blueberries are just as healthy. So I know you get blueberries, they die really quickly. They oxidize. So you want to throw those in the freezer or one of these bags. There's green bags that really hold it. Do you use those, Kim?
I do. I love frozen blueberries as well. I think they're great. And Eat Cleaner is a product my friend and her father made, and it cleans off fruit and veggies really, really well. And I like to keep that around the house as well.
That's right. And they're BPA-free, which we've talked about, so that's exciting to keep that plastic. Fantastic. Well, that concludes another edition of Chew on This. We are your dynamic duo of due diligence here to help you digest the latest headlines. See a health story you want us to feature? Drop us an email at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio. Podcasts of our segments are available on Radio MD. Listen on the go. Share them with friends, family, coworkers. Post them on social media. More to come after this short break. Stay tuned and stay well.